With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Master Builders Victoria members get access to a wide range of expert advice and support services.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Welcome back. In a moment, we're going to be talking to Andy Donaldson in our Lost in the Wash segment for Identa Fibre. Let's go to Rob of Geelong, who's been waiting patiently. Rob, you've won yourself 18 holes of golf at clubmandalay.com.au if you want to get on and get onto the course. You want to talk about the Bulldogs. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for that. That's awesome. Love me, golf. Doggies, just a couple of questions. Have we definitely lost the North Melbourne game for... Was it Anzac? Good Friday?
No, Good Friday. Yes, you have. Yep.
Okay. So that's gone to Carlton. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And has Bevo re-signed any longer? Do we know that yet? Or is it still
in talks? 2 years is imminent. Two more years,
okay. I think.
That's the way I've read it.
I think he's a great coach. With what he's done, coming to the Bulldogs, bringing us a premiership, several finals campaigns, I'm pretty wrapped that he's re-signed and hope he continues.
The window's open, Rob. They've got to get through. They've got a very good list. They wouldn't want to. They wouldn't want to trip up. But yep, appreciate your time. There it is, Rob of Geelong, and congratulations. You have won your 18 holes of golf for you and a mate. You get a cart. You get 18 holes of golf for two, drinks and cart midweek for just $99. Visit clubmandalay.com.au. I can also talk to you about news. It's coming through from Adelaide, and don't forget Jared Waitley joins us very, very shortly. And we opened the show with speculation that there was going to be another change to the Australian team, and we have had it confirmed that Josh Hazlewood is out and Michael Nisa is in. So two fast bowling changes for the Australian team. Let's do this. Thanks for Lost in the Wash. Identify by your specialist in asbestos and hazardous materials assessments. It's those who do sports that's not mainstream and maybe get caught up in behind cricket and footy and basketball and horse racing and the like. But let's chat to Andy Donaldson. He is a open water swimmer, and that is a craft, and that is, well, that needs some ticker as well as a lot of fitness. And Andy's been kind enough to join us. He's from Scotland. He lives over there in Western Australia at the moment. Andy, appreciate your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on here. How are you getting on?
Yeah, going all right, mate. Hey, first and foremost, why, mate? Why does someone think they're going to swim in the ocean and swim in open water when, mate, you can just do it in a pool, mate? Anyone can go up and down and there's no creepy crawlies.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. I suppose open water is something I really fell into. I was a pool swimmer back in Scotland, but you'd have to be pretty nuts to be swimming in the sea there. But after moving to Australia about 10 years ago, a lot of my friends were doing things like surf club, yep, open water swimming. There's a big circuit here in Western Australia, and it's something I just tried one day, and I just really fell in love with swimming out there, out in the elements, and no black line. You know, you could be free to go wherever you want.
Okay, so in simple terms, what have you done in open water swimming at the moment?
So I've done a few things. Over here in Western Australia, there's an island about 20 kilometres offshore called Rottnest. So I've done, every year they have an annual race out to there. So I've done that, ended up winning that one a couple of years ago. And then there's a couple of other bigger swims that I've done. Over in Tasmania, I swam down the Derwent River. It was about 34 kilometres. I can't remember the name of the place, but into Hobart, essentially. Over in Sydney, there's a swim from Pan Beach to Shelley Beach. Over in the Northern Beaches, that one's about 25 kilometres. And then more recently, in the last couple of months, swim in the English Channel and the North Channel between Ireland to Scotland.
Wow. So this is all part of your Ocean 7 journey, is it not? Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, that's right, Goss. So the last two swims, they're part of something called the Ocean 7, which is a marathon swimming challenge, quite similar to, or I suppose it's the swimming equivalent to the Summit 7, which is, you know, the seven highest peaks in the world across all the continents. And this is the swim community's equivalent. It's the seven toughest and most challenging iconic swims, channel swims in the world. So there's things like the English Channel, all the way to lesser known ones, such as over in Hawaii, which is, there's one over there, which is between two of the islands. And, you know, they're marathon in distance, so anywhere upwards of sort of 10 kilometres upwards. And, you know, you're facing different conditions in each of the locations.
So you're doing that. Of course, that is also to raise money for Black Dog Institute, of course, which is the global mental health research charity. So you've got to do all that in 1 year? Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan, Goss. That's something that no one's ever done. So quite a number of people have done the Ocean 7, but trying to do them in a year is turning into a bit of a challenge logistically, trying to organise it all. But that's something that I've tried to set out to do, just aiming high, along with trying to break the world record of the fastest combined time for doing all seven of them, which is about 64 hours.
Wow.
The reason I want to try to do that is to use this as a vehicle, use the challenge as a vehicle to bring awareness to a cause that I think is quite pertinent at this point in time, which is mental health. I mean, I think a lot of people have been, challenged over the last couple of years, particularly with the COVID lockdowns and so forth and isolation. And so, you know, I just really wanted to get behind a cause like that and try to use my skills to help others.
We're almost out of time, but I just want to rattle off a couple of quick ones, and this is coming through on our text line. One, how close have you got to a shark when swimming, short and sharp?
I've been pretty close. I've been in, like, there's been the shark alarm going off in a couple of my swims, but thankfully no kind of direct sightings myself.
All right, and what about jellyfish? Have you been stung? Have you been, have you copped your fair bit of stings, or do you wear all that sort of that weird whale oil stuff all over you?
Yeah, so in these Ocean 7 swims, you're not allowed to wear a wetsuit, so
wow.
You know you're out there pretty exposed to the elements. So that North Channel between Ireland and Scotland is pretty notorious for its jellyfish. There's something called the lion's mane jellyfish over there, and you know, I think the success rate of that swim alone is like 20% of people make it. So in that one, you know, we even had someone out on the boat jellyfish spotting, and he had a whistle in his mouth anytime I was sort of directly headed towards one, he'd be the whistle, you know. So they're that bad. So yeah, I've caught my fair share of jellyfish things, but you know, it's part and parcel of open water. You're out there in the elements, and you know, you just kind of got to suck it up when it happens.
Hats off to you, mate. It is a remarkable what you're doing. We could chat all day about this, and I'm sure it'll make a good book or a good documentary somewhere. Your Ocean 7 journey. Trying to do, of course, a solo achievement crossing seven channels around the world. And as you mentioned, it is for a very important cause, the Black Dog Institute as well. We could chat all day, Andy, just a bit out of time. Thanks for joining us, mate, and enjoy Western Australia, best city in the country.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There is Andy Donaldson. That's our Lost in the Wash segment. Thanks to Identifiber, your specialist in asbestos and hazardous materials assessments. Back to wrap things up next.